Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's on the way, but right now let's get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, let's get to what happened last night. I mean, Lamar to Rashad Bateman, this made it 35-28, and you're thinking, this thing's over.
Now you've got to go for the end zone because it's third down, and you don't want to settle for the field goal. Third and five, Lamar takes the snap, backpedaling, drifting to the left, running left, right lob back of the end zone, touchdown Ravens! Rashad Bateman on the receiving end!
Mike, this was a very entertaining game. Burrow throws for 428 and four touchdowns. Chase, 11 catches for 264 and three touchdowns. By the way, you got him in your fantasy league?
No, of course not. No, I've got Maserati Marvin Harrison, who's driving like a friggin' Yugo. Give me nothing. No, I think the dude's got he's got Jamar Chase. That's why the dude wins the championship. Anyway, the game last night I thought was fantastic. Lamar looked sluggish at first, and then he really, like you see, throws the switch. Talked about it with Brian McFadden. Didn't understand why they didn't use Derrick Henry more, but they really haven't all season. They kind of picked their spots. But he got involved, moving around, improvisation. Just so good what Lamar did. Look, Lamar has taken an MVP season, and he's actually like almost doubled how good it was.
Which is crazy, because it was really good last year, and it's better this year.
Coming up in 5 minutes.
Christian McCaffrey is on the mend. If they get one of the best playmakers in the NFL back, what's it mean for the 49ers? It's our NFL Blitz. Back to the game last night. Joe Burrow, Mike. This is when he throws it to Jamar Chase. And by the way, if you've not seen this highlight, you talk about a throw and a catch. Over two defenders in the back of the end zone, and then Chase gets his feet down. I don't know if you could have thrown a more perfect ball. Right. This made it the decision for them to either kick the field goal and maybe play for overtime or go for two. What a play.
From the 5 yard line, Burrow catches the shotgun snap. He throws it into the end zone.
Boom.
Chase
Boom.
Makes the catch Boom. On the back line for the touchdown. And it looks like the Bengals will go for two with 38 seconds to go to try to win the game.
You like the call?
I think he felt some kind of way about letting his team down last time. Remember, this is they go to overtime. I said this yesterday. They ran three running plays, and Burrow was killing them like he was last night, and he doesn't allow Burrow to throw the football in overtime to try to move the ball and score. They kick a field goal. They missed. Ravens get it back. Henry, 50-something yard run. Ravens win the game. On the road, Mike, they needed this one. I think it was the right call.
And unfortunately, I mean, look, if you're not going to call stuff at the end of the game, then why have the rules in the first place? You know, I mean, I know, like, I know you had the cover with the Bengals, and it was a moot point, but there's a defensive holding that's obvious. Gesicki can't get loose. He throws his hands up. Now, sometimes you throw your hands up immediately. Generally, that's to draw attention to it.
Yep.
They didn't go there. But then they got the face mask on Burrow. That's obvious. The thing is, guys, when you're inside the two-minute warning, you've also seen it. Sometimes they pick up a flag. That's New York. That's somebody in their ear. So what does that guy go and get, what, a a double, like bacon double cheeseburger when the final 30 seconds of the game? Where was the guy with the video who saw it to buzz down and say, no, the game's not over, man. You guys missed a face mask. Quick, go look. That's half the distance to the goal. And now,
get another
now,
set.
Now I get it. It's a two-point conversion. Well, that gives you – it changes the complexion of what you may do.
What you do, yeah.
Or same thing goes on the defensive holding. The refs missed it, and the Bengals, look, we saw what happened against the Chiefs. There's been some really crappy calls in the last 2 minutes of games in the NFL this year.
I agree. So –
or no calls in this case.
It's 35-34. You kick the field goal. Overtime. They decide to go for two.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
So, if anything, for the Bengals, because there's no debating Burrow's ability and how good he is, they have to find a better way to start every stinking year, 0-3, 0-4, down two games in the division. Mike, they lost to the Patriots, Chiefs, and Commanders to start the season. They put themselves behind the eight ball. And now, this is why these games matter early. We said this about our schedule, guys, when everybody's like, oh, it really doesn't start till you play the division. No. You've got to get some momentum. You've got to find out some things about yourself. And now, I got to tell you, with this record where they are, and they still have division games against the Steelers, the improved Browns with Jameis, Steelers. I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, the T. Higgins thing early. They also, guys, you got to remember, at the beginning of the season, their defensive line was injured. They had a lot of injuries in their front seven. And then you had, you know, some of these calls, like the Chiefs game. The refs got involved twice. Joe Burrow, after the game, says he doesn't expect to get these calls. He just kind of shrugged it off and said, that's it. Mike Garoppolo
says, is that disrespectful? Like, I don't get the respect?
Well, he just, for whatever reason, and like they went to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, but they're not getting the love. Garoppolo from NFL Network says, yeah, remember, this is the same argument the Bucs. The Bucs, you know, don't go for two, get beaten overtime. I just think against Lamar Jackson, it was the right call to go for it. But it would help if the refs officiate properly.
Totally agree. Christian McCaffrey, guys, is participating in the 49ers practices. Kyle Shanahan, that is, has said he's seen enough to believe that the star running back will make his season debut, Mike, Sunday. So, McCaffrey, if in fact he's back, don't count the 49ers out of this thing. And I think a lot of people have said, all right, you know, Ayuk's done. Mm-hmm. They've had their injuries. When's McCaffrey coming back? If he's back and he's back,
right.
49ers are 500. Coming out of a bye. They're 4-4. They go to Tampa this weekend. By the way, what a schedule for Tampa.
Right.
I'm not going to count them out if that guy's back and see how they can turn it on. Maybe they win, you know, their next six or seven.
6-point favorites on the road going cross country, but coming off the bye. That's interesting. Also, Dan Quinn, who likes doing hard stuff with good people.
Yeah.
Says this is one hell of a litmus test this weekend.
You think so, Dan, with the Steelers? You believe that?
It's a hell of a litmus test.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Coming up.
Iron will sharpen iron. In this case, steel will sharpen steel. I don't know.
Coming up, Matthew Bergeron talks about playing O-line for our Falcons, where he's at, how he's developed, and the Saints.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.